when John Bond had his concussion and was not going to be able to speak tonight, I asked the elders if instead of a regular lesson, we could do a song learning session. And so we'll be kind of going back and forth between slides here and songs and the new songs we just put into the system. And so I hope we won't have any technical difficulties, but bear with that. And so I picked three songs that would work together for a theme called Christ My Everything. And so what we'll do is sing through all three of the songs, talk a little bit about them first, and then sing through each of them. And then it'll kind of be an opportunity for a lesson, a mini lesson, I guess. And then we'll sing through them all one more time to really try to learn them, and we'll have our invitation. So that's kind of going to be the format for the next few minutes here. The first song that we'll learn is called Rock of My Heart. How many people have sung Rock of My Heart before? Handful? Okay, just a handful. So I'm going to go through the words here. I have the words here on my computer. And look at these verses and these words. My Lord, I need nothing beside you. Without you, I could not have stood. Your promise is my hope and my refuge, your nearness my strength and my good. When I was distressed and embittered by things I could not understand, your presence was continually with me. You always took hold of my hand. I know that your counsel will guide me in wisdom, devotion, and love, and afterward you'll call me to glory to dwell in your presence above. And the chorus, we'll sing after every verse. My heart may be broken within me, my earthly strength may depart, but you are my portion forever. You are the rock of my heart. You are the rock of my heart. And that's taken almost every single line in there, maybe not every single word, but every thought comes from Psalm 73. So we'll look at that a little bit closer in a minute. Words there saying that, God, you're going to be my strength. I'm dedicated to you, and Lord, you'll be the one. You've got me through the hard times. I'm sticking with you, and you're my strength. You're the rock of my heart. So now that we've read through those words, let's sing the first verse all together. And we'll just try singing the melody all together. Okay, make sure that gets pulled up. Make sure that I'm name is right. We'll just sing the melody together.
My Lord, I need nothing beside you. Without you, I could not have stood. Your promise is my hope and my refuge. Your nearness, my strength and my good. My heart may be broken within me, my earthly strength may depart, but you are my portion forever. You are the rock of my heart. You are the rock of my heart.
Okay, does that seem pretty straightforward? Okay, let's start over, and we'll sing it about that tempo. That's actually about the right speed for it. So let's sing through the whole thing again, and all the parts if you want to add that.
My Lord, I need nothing beside you. Without you, I could not have stood. Your promise is my hope and my refuge. Your nearness, my strength and my good. My heart may be broken within me, my earthly strength may depart, but You are my portion forever. You are the rock of my heart. You are the rock of my heart. When I was distressed and embittered by things I could not understand, Your presence was continually with me. You always took hold of my hand. My heart may be broken within, my earthly strength may depart, but You are my portion forever. You are the rock of my heart. You are the rock of my heart. I know that Your counsel will guide me in wisdom, devotion, and love. And afterward You'll call me to glory, to dwell in Your presence above. My heart may be broken within me, my earthly strength may depart, but You are my portion forever. You are the rock of my heart. You are the rock of my heart.
Okay, our second song is Be Thou My Vision. How many here have sung Be Thou My Vision before? Okay, several more, so a couple dozen maybe. And this song is similar thoughts to the previous. This one's not taken from a particular passage, but several passages and thoughts may come to mind. That God, be my everything. Be how I see the world. I only want You. Be my wisdom. I want a relationship with You, and that's the only thing that matters. I don't want riches. I just want to make it to heaven. And so really rich thoughts here. And appropriate music to be set with that. So I'll read through these words, and then we'll sing through that and try to learn that one. First verse, Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart, not be all else to me, save that thou art. I'll pause there. The idea there seems to be, as long as I have You, Lord, I don't need anything else. And not be all else to me, except that I have You. Thou my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping, Thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, and thou my true word. I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, I thy true Son. Thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou my inheritance, now and always. Thou and thou only, first in my heart, high King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, my victory won, may I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. Okay, so we'll sing again through the first verse. And we'll try that again, just on melody, first verse.
Do so do. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light.
That tune may sound familiar now that we've sung through it. Okay, we'll sing all four verses.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, and thou my true word. I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, I thy true Son. Thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou my inheritance, now and always. Thou and thou only, first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, my victory won.
Are we having trouble? Only has three. Well, we don't have the fourth verse. Okay, well, we'll work on that then. Okay. Third song is Christ Lives in Me. Not Christ Liveth in Me, which you may be familiar with, but who sung Christ Lives in Me?
I live for the one who died.
That one, okay. We'll read through these verses, and this is taken from Galatians chapter 2. And so I've not been in the Galatians class. I'm sure you've talked about these ideas. Verse 1, I've been crucified with Christ my Lord. I'm dead to sin through his precious blood. I've been raised to life in the Son of God. By faith I walk with him. Once a slave to sin, now redeemed in Christ, renewed each day through his sacrifice. By faith not guilty but justified, set free to walk with him. Yes, he lives, though reason cannot see, eternal life in his will for me. That my steps are sure where the Spirit leads, by faith I walk with him. Let's talk about that third verse. What it's trying to say there is, I'm walking by faith and not by sight. And so I can't see heaven. I can't see that I'm walking according to God's will. You know, that's something I see by faith. But so as Christ lives in me, by faith I walk, not by sight. The chorus, I live for the one who died. I live in him who is crucified. I live and yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. And so here we're living for Christ and not for ourselves. We'll sing through the first verse all together. So, I've been crucified with Christ my Lord. I am dead to sin through his precious blood. I've been raised to life in the Son of God. By faith I walk with him. I live for the one who died. I live in him who was crucified. I live and yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. Okay, so fairly straightforward there. So we'll sing all three verses then. And hopefully all three verses will be there.
I've been crucified with Christ my Lord. I am dead to sin through his precious blood. I've been raised to life in the Son of God. By faith I walk with him. I live for the one who died. I live in him who was crucified. I live and yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. Once a slave to sin, now redeemed in Christ, renewed each day through his sacrifice. By faith not guilty, but justified, set free to walk with him. I live for the one who died. I live in him who was crucified. I live and yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. Yes, he lives though reason cannot see. Eternal life in his will for me, that my steps are sure where the Spirit leads. By faith I walk with him. I live for the one who died. I live in him who was crucified. I live and yet not I, but Christ who lives in me.
Okay, now I want to take a few minutes to think about some of these thoughts. And we will go back and sing all three of those again before our invitation. But Rock of My Heart was our first song, and that's taken directly from Psalm 73. So turn there. And our theme for these songs is Christ My Everything. And see how the psalmist here lived that out. All three of these songs are rich with Scripture, so many thoughts taken just directly from God's Word. And Psalm 73, maybe one that's familiar to you, there the psalmist describes his struggle of faith. And he tells us at the beginning that he comes to the conclusion of the goodness of God. Psalm 73, verse 1, "Truly God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled, my steps had nearly slipped." And he describes it, this faith challenge that he has. His situation here was seeing the wicked in this world and their prosperity and how it seems that God doesn't do anything about it. And that's miserable. Here Asaph is going through great difficulty and life is very hard to live righteously. And so he wrestles with that. And this psalm is helpful to us because we're going to go through similar things. We're going to go through challenges or difficulties when we have questions for God or doubts or things we're trying to process. And here he worships God and goes to his temple, and God helps him. First, he sees that there's no reason to envy the wicked. He says that in verse 18. "Truly, you set them in slippery places. You make them fall to ruin. I don't need to be jealous of them at all. How they're destroyed in a moment, swept away utterly by terrors." So all the ways in which he was envious of the wicked and seeing how good life is for them, he says, that doesn't last for long. I don't want to be in their place at all, because God's going to bring them to judgment. That's a temporary situation where it looks so good for them. But that's not where the psalm ends. He doesn't find peace because he sees that their situation is temporary. He really finds comfort in God himself. And this was our scripture reading for this evening. Look at verse 23. "Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will receive me to glory. Who have I in heaven but you? And there's nothing on earth that I desire besides you." Did you see what he's saying there? God, I just want you. The real answer is just having you, Lord. You're at my right hand. You're going to guide me through this life and then take me to glory. A picture there of heaven. I don't want anything else in this world, anything else in heaven. I just want you. There's nothing else that I desire. And here he says, "God, you're my strength. You're my everything." Verse 26, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." And if you have a footnote there where it says God is the strength of my heart, literally, God is the rock of my heart, which is the title of the hymn that is using this psalm. And haven't you felt that? My flesh is going to fail. My heart's going to fail. My world's going to fall apart. But God, you're my strength. You are the rock of my heart. Verse 27, "For behold, those who are far from you, they perish. You put an end to everyone who's unfaithful to you. But for me, it is good to be near God." And I like the New American Standard here where it says, "As for me, the nearness of God is my good." And the psalmist here just wants God. That's the only thing that he really wants. He wants God to be near him and have that relationship and God's strength and God's comfort. It says, "I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all of your works." And so he is going to tell of God's goodness, tell others of God's blessing to him, and God is his strength. What's another psalm? I thought about the psalm that Duane had this morning, Psalm 86. That one would have worked, would have been really good. Psalm 16 says similar things. This is David here. Psalm 16 describing God being his everything, his portion. It says here, "The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance." What does that mean when he says that, "God, you're my portion"? It means you're what I get, right? Your portion is what you get. At dinner, you may get a big portion of something good. You may want a small portion of something that's not so good. God, you're my portion. You're what I receive. And that's all that I want. He's my chosen portion, my cup. And because of that, my life is good. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have a beautiful inheritance. Remember in Israel how the land was allotted to them and distributed by God? You know, you might feel like some tribes got the short end of the stick, and some tribes maybe got a better place of land or whatever. And he says, when I have God, the property lines have fallen in pleasant places. I have a beautiful inheritance. He's not talking about how much land he got. He's not talking about David doesn't care how much of Bethlehem in acreage he got. He says, because I have God, I have a beautiful inheritance. God is my chosen portion. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I've set the Lord always before me. Because he's at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol or let your Holy One see corruption. You've made known to me the paths of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. And what I want is God and his pleasures and his blessing. And that's what the psalmist wanted. And that's what our life needs to be, where God is what our heart is all about. He's our strength. He's our life. He's what we live for. He's what we're searching for. And in Be Thou My Vision, it says in so many different ways, God, you're what I want. Be my everything. And that reminds us of the kind of things that Paul says in Philippians chapter 3. Where Paul in Philippians chapter 3 is saying, you know, I had all these benefits, all these great pleasures, fame people, I was on the upward escalator towards good things in Judaism. But Paul says, that's nothing to me. I count all that but loss. Paul says there in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 7. He says, but whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I've suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. He says, you know, I had all those gains. I was under Gamaliel. I was in rabbi school on my way to being a great teacher of the law and, doing everything right under the law of Moses so that I could have that world. He says, I don't care about that. He says, what I want is Jesus. Jesus, the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus. He is my everything. And that's a useful thought for us as well. And Christ Lives in Me takes its words from Galatians, different parts of Galatians, echoes in chapter 5 and other places. But the main chorus there is taken from Galatians 2:20. I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And so Paul says, it's not even me who's living anymore. It's Jesus in me. My old life, me and my life, that's been crucified, put away. I don't live for myself anymore. It's like I stepped out of my body. I stepped out of my life. Jesus has stepped in. It's him living in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith, walking by faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And Paul makes it personal there, that Jesus died not just for the world, Jesus died for me. And the end of the book, where Paul brings up this sentiment again, where he says, but God forbid that I should boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me, and I've been crucified to the world. And we need that thought, that because of Jesus, because of the cross, I'm dead to the world. You know, the world is dead to me, and I am dead to the world. You know, the world should look at me and say, "Yeah, he's a follower of Jesus. We can't get him anymore. He's dead to us." And I look at the world and I say, "The world's dead to me. I don't want that world. I just want Jesus, and I'm going to live for him. Jesus in me." And the hymn also brings up 2 Corinthians 5:7, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." That's the life that I'm going to live in the Lord now. Let's sing through all three of those songs again. Having thought about some of those thoughts a second time, and then we'll have our invitation.
My Lord, I need nothing beside you. Without you, I could not have stood. Your promise is my hope and my refuge. Your nearness, my strength and my good. My heart may be broken within me, my earth strength may depart, but you are my portion forever. You are the rock of my heart. You are the rock of my heart. When I was distressed and embittered by things I could not understand, your presence was continually with me. You always took hold of my hand. My heart may be broken within me, my earthly strength may depart, but you are my portion forever. You are the rock of my heart. You are the rock of my heart. I know that your counsel will guide me in wisdom, devotion, and love. And afterward you'll call me to glory, to dwell in your presence above. My heart may be broken within me, my earthly strength may depart, but you are my portion forever. You are the rock of my heart. You are the rock of my heart. No, so do. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom and thou my true word. I ever with thee and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, by thy true Son. Thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou my inheritance, now and always. Thou and thou only, first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. No, so I've been crucified with Christ my Lord. I am dead to sin through His precious blood. I've been raised to life in the Son of God. By faith I walk with Him. I live for the one who died. I live in Him who was crucified. I live, and yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. Once a slave to sin, now redeemed in Christ, renewed each day through His sacrifice. By faith not guilty, but justified, set free to walk with Him. I live for the one who died. I live in Him who was crucified. I live, and yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. Yes, He lives, though reason cannot see. Eternal life in His will for me, that my steps are sure where the Spirit leads. By faith I walk with Him. I live for the one who died. I live in Him who was crucified. I live, and yet not I, but Christ who lives in me.
So for our invitation, I want us to think about some of these thoughts for ourselves. Is Christ my everything? That's what these songs are asking us to ask ourselves, calling us to think about that idea. Is Christ my everything? I mean, do I live for myself and for Christ? Is He 70%, 80%, 90%? Or is He really my everything? Is He what my life is entirely about? We can ask ourselves, what really has my heart? You know, Jesus says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where is my treasure? Where is my heart? Do my friends have my heart? Is that where my heart is most firmly attached? Does the world and the things of this world have my heart? Does money have my heart? Is pleasure and just living for myself? Or does the Lord have my heart? Is my heart set on God? What is it that I'm really living for? What gets me through today? What am I looking forward to? Do I just live for the weekend? live for pleasure, live for some escape, or do I really live for the Lord, live for the hope of heaven, live to be with God? Is sin dead to me? We just sang about I'm dead to sin. I'm living for Christ now. I live only for Him. Have I really put sin to death in my life? Or is that still something that I'm living for? Is sin still a goal in my life? Am I still trying to fit that in somewhere? Or have I really killed that? Have I really crucified that so that sin is dead to me? And we can also ask ourselves, would others say that Christ is the most important thing in my life? Would your parents or your children, would your friends, would your husband, your wife, your coworkers, would they say, you know, the most important thing to him is God, is, you know, Bible study, being with Christians, worship, God's the most important thing to him? Or would the people around you who know you the best, would they say something different? Would they say, no, the most important thing in his life is this, the most important thing in her life is clearly something else? Those are important questions for us to ask ourselves. Is Christ our everything? And we want to help spiritually. We've been singing about living for Christ. If you need Christ tonight, we want to help you to do that. If you need to confess sin,